Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's time for your weekly sports and rec update with SDPB's Nate Weck. He joins us from SDPB Studios in Vermilion. Hey, Nate, welcome back.
Hey, Lori, how's it going today?
It's a beautiful summer day. Can't complain.
I know it. Great weather for baseball, right?
It's a great weather for a little baseball game all across the state. Folks are going out to the ballpark. What have you been up to, Nate? What are you working on?
You know, there's definitely a lot going on as far as baseball right now in the state, with the Legion tournaments going on. You've got amateur that's picking up. It's really an exciting time. It's also a crazy time because I'm looking at it now and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's August 1st. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, right.
Where'd the summer go? Because a couple of weeks, you know, football practices are actually starting here before 2 weeks, but in 2-3 weeks here, the season's underway.
Yeah, the band kids are out in band camp already, getting ready for the concert season, the marching season.
Oh yeah, boy. it's just I know it. Where'd the summer go? But with that being said, there are still some cool things happening in sports today. Specifically today, let's look at the amateur baseball tournaments that are going on in South Dakota. A little bit more specific to that. There's an individual from Del Rapids, Jay Bentz, age 58, is in his final year playing amateur baseball in South Dakota. The reason for that is because he was recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Mm-hmm. There was a really good article that Mick Gary of the Argus Leader put together highlighting the life and the passion for baseball and not wanting to give it up. Well, yeah. I mean, that already is, you know, it's a very emotional story, obviously, right away. But then let's take it up a notch because Del Rapids didn't qualify for the state tournament for the Class B amateur baseball state tournament this year. So one thing that's unique, as Mike Henriksen had pointed out on Facebook, one thing that's really unique about amateur baseball in South Dakota, the teams that do make it can then pick up other players from other teams. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but you can pick up a few players from other teams to try to strengthen your roster. Well, okay. The team from Hartford Humboldt, the Gamecocks, decided to give Jay Bentz a call and have him join their team for the Class B state amateur baseball tournament that will be taking place in Sioux Falls, starts today. They will actually be playing, Hartford Humboldt will actually play the 5:30 game tomorrow. Wow. And that's going to be at Augustana Field. So the journey continues for Jay Bentz as he's getting one more opportunity to extend his season just a little bit longer before he will officially retire from playing the game of baseball. But, you know, you see so much, you know, there's always storylines in sports. You see everything, you know, you turn on ESPN and you see these contract extensions that players are getting. You know, there's obviously the whole money side of everything. And then, you know, you have amateur sports in states just like South Dakota. And to see a story like this, it puts a whole new spin on what athletics are. And, you know, these are guys that are just playing the game because they love it, you know, and I think that makes it really special.
We see that with a lot of our arts conversations too, that you have these, you know, professional artists that we admire and we want to be in the world, but then on a day-to-day basis there are so many South Dakotans who are creating this, you know, magnificent creative work. And we see that in athletics as well, where we see our professional athletes and the ones that we follow from, you know, from high school to college to the draft to what will they do next. But meanwhile, there are all these South Dakotans across the state who are participating in sports that they love for a hometown and family crowd. And then you really get the idea of what athletics and sports and what it really means.
Right. And you know, think about, you know, and if you're Jay Bentz, you know, you've got to feel, I mean, can you imagine getting a phone call and saying, you know what? We know you guys didn't make the postseason, but we're going to give you another opportunity. We want you to come join our squad and help us compete for a state title on our team. You know, a lot of these guys are doing it to beef up their rosters, and I'm not saying that that Jay Bentz is not a good player or anything like that. There's been some very strong Del Rapids teams. If you look at amateur baseball in Del Rapids, there's some really strong history with some of the baseball teams that they've put together. But for Hartford, Humboldt to look at this as an opportunity to extend the season of a guy who knows for sure that this is going to be his last year because a disease is making its path, it's making its way into his life.
Right.
I mean, that to me is just, you know, it puts a whole different perspective on the game of baseball. Yes, it's a game of baseball, but there's just so much more to it than, you know, than your typical three outs, you know,
right.
three outs in the bottom
yeah.
of the inning, three outs the next top of the inning, and all that type of stuff. It just puts a whole different spin on it. And it's fun to see stories like this because it seems like, especially with sports too, and the national side of things, there's always these sports stories that just make you kind of shrug sometimes. And this is one that does the exact opposite, and it's happening right here in South Dakota.
Right. You find a lot of these, and I think that's the other really positive thing about South Dakota sports coverage. Mick Gary did this wonderful piece. Mike Henriksen shares it on social media. Nate Weck is out there doing the work that he does. Is that there's a lot of support for that kind of sportsmanship and that kind of community support in the state. And Jay Benz has been very open about his diagnosis of early onset Alzheimer's. He's a young man to have to deal with that, you know, in the future. But he's also saying, don't feel sorry for me. Let's just keep playing ball.
Right. And I think, you know, you kind of touched on it, Lori. You know, we live in a state of South Dakota where, you know, I like to think that on a day-to-day basis, people have a pretty strong level of respect for one another.
Yeah.
That friendly neighbor atmosphere, especially in some of these smaller towns and stuff like that. Everybody knows everybody. All you have to do is ask for help, and they're right there to, if you fall, they're right there to pick you up.
Yeah.
And it's cool to see South Dakota do something like this. It's cool that Del Rapids is supportive of this, and it's cool that Hartford, Humboldt, Gamecocks saw the bigger picture and are giving Jay Benz one more opportunity to play the game that so many love. And that's the thing. At some point, it's everybody's time to have their last game. But in this case, this isn't necessarily the way that it's not just saying,
right.
well, I've
right.
done this for so long, it's time to
it's
go
time.
Out. But this, you know, it's just cool to see this kind of story.
Nate Weck, you can find so many more SDPB sports stories on our Facebook sports page. And Nate joins us every day on Wednesday at this time. Thanks so much, Nate, for being here. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, Lori.